So for here we are on Thursday celebrating 50 years in your ears. How cheesy is that, Jason Bruning? Jason Bruning's on the phone with me right now. Jason, I made that up just for you.
Well, I appreciate it.
On the radio, exactly. On the radio cheesy level, how cheesy is that? 50 years in your ears.
I like it. I think you go with it. You know, get sweepers and sounders with that, you know, and songs. It'll be great.
It's got a ring to it. Jason Bruning is on the phone, and of the 50 years of FM 95 and WGIL FM when it first started, but I think early 70s went total country. Jason Bruning, tell us when you walked. If I was to look at the back of Jason Bruning's baseball card, what would it say? Years played. Tell us about your time at FM 95.
Let's see. I started there part time in April of 1992.
Yeah.
And then I did the morning show from July of 95 till February of 2001 when I moved here to Alabama. So about 9 years total.
Yeah. All right. So 92. Wow, you were here a lot longer than I thought you were. I mean, I knew you'd been here a while. But if I got here...
Yeah, I was a senior in high school when I started.
That's amazing.
I was super young.
Yeah. You reminded me of a guy, because I started radio school and stations out in Phoenix, and the guy that got me into radio was 17 on the air in a top 40 market, and I was so impressed, and he got me into radio. And then I walk into the doors of the Galesburg Radio Center, and I find out the morning guy is... What, you were 17 or 18 at the time, right?
I was 20 when I started.
20
doing
when
the,
you started
the Jason in the Morning Show. Yeah, that just—I look at 20-year-olds now and go, "How in the world did why would they give me that job at 20?"
What did you aspire to do when you came in for those 3 years prior, Jason? Like in 92, you came in. What was your radio experience? Why did you walk in the doors? Where did that come from?
Well, I had my dad's job with the Burlington Northern Railroad got transferred from Springfield, Missouri to Galesburg the last semester of my senior year. And I was in a speech class there at GHS, and we took a tour of the radio station. In fact, Ray Smith was the tour guide.
Oh, okay.
And he gave the tour, and at the end of the tour, he talked about how he got started when he was in high school, or very young, if I remember correctly. And I remember that I had an English teacher whenever I gave a speech in class back in Missouri that said, you know what, you're good at public speaking. You ought to get into broadcasting or something. So I just had that thought in the back of my mind and thought, well, you know, if this guy got started young as a part-timer, maybe I could too. So I applied, and they just so happened needed somebody to do the Sunday morning block on WGIL at the time, and that's how I got started.
Is that amazing how other people notice, maybe you know, but other people notice maybe what your journey should be, and they kind of give you the little nudge. And Ray Smith was that for you. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's still a guy I look up to. I always think someday I'm going to grow up and be as talented as Ray Smith, but I know that's never going to happen.
That was one of the powerful voices that you heard, Jason, walking around in our time of starting the early to mid-90s back here at the Galesburg Radio Center. Ray Smith's voice. John Raymond was here. He hired me. Brian Hamlin. Michelle McCoy, some of your moments here are just the things that you remember from your time here on FM 95.
The biggest thing I remember that I miss the most, the people. Not only the people I got to work with. I mean, everybody you just mentioned: Brian and Emil Hamlin, Michelle, you know, John and Ray, Carl and Jen, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee, who's still there. You know, I miss them, and then I miss all the people that I got to meet. Just because I was the morning show host on FM 95.
Yeah.
You know, I really do miss, there's just so many people that there was no way in the world I would have met otherwise that I got to meet just because I had the opportunity to host the morning show on FM 95. And I miss those people.
And not just those perks or getting involved, because they weren't always like perks or tickets or meeting famous people, but sometimes they were. But that we got to get immersed in our community. Maybe we didn't know what that was about. Until we got on the radio and got involved in things and went, this is what we're supposed to be doing. And radio.
Precisely.
Radio.
Yeah, that's exactly it, Eric. Yeah. You come to love that community so much.
Yeah.
I still, go on Galesburg.com and read the Register Mail every day, because I'm still interested in, what's going on. Just like, hey, they're going to demolish part of Sandburg Mall. Wow. that still affects me, even though I've been away 15 years.
That was a part of your time here.
Yeah.
You said a senior in high school, that the mall was still thriving when you came around, and now that change is happening. Jason, tell everybody where you're at now, where you and your family are at.
I live in the Rocket City, Huntsville, Alabama. They call it the Rocket City because this is where they built the Saturn rockets that got us to the moon. So there are a ton of rocket engineers, rocket scientists in this community. So, you know, how a dumb guy like me fits in down here, I don't know. But I'm working for the local NBC affiliate. So I work in television, but I'm not on the air. I'm a behind-the-scenes guy. I do what's called master control.
Do you love
run
that?
The big control board that runs with controls what you see at home.
Do you love that?
It's a job. I don't love it as much as, I still, getting to work at FM 95 is always going to be my favorite job. That was, you know, that made my 20s great. I look back at my 20s as, man, I had a great time. You know, I wouldn't trade a single one of those days. And I don't dislike my job. It's just, it's not as exciting as fulfilling, but it allows me to do the job that I really love, which is the job of being father. I got two daughters. My wife and I have two daughters. One's Brooke, age 9, and then Brett is age 5. And that's really the job that I cherish, is being a father.
And Jason, when you were in the community, Jason Bruning's on the phone with us. We're talking about 50 years of FM 95 and Jason's time in the early 90s into the 2000s, and spent about 10 years with us here, Jason. And your time on the air... what was that like? I mean, you were 20 years old. I can remember a trip to Mexico that you and Brad Benowitz took. The morning show it fit your personality perfect. And when I listened to FM 95, I went, that's how you do it right there. You get on the air and you have some fun, and that's what you were doing.
Well, you know, I look back now and I go, I've got all those tapes. I'll occasionally go back and listen, and I'll realize I was not nearly as good as I thought I was. But I look back and go, what in the world did I talk about? Because it wasn't until I left there that, A, I got married, B, had kids. So that's when life really began. You know, when I actually had something interesting to talk about was when I got off the air.
When you got off the air, yeah.
My wife jokes that I never really have quit doing the Jason in the Morning show. I just don't do it on the radio anymore. That I still do it around the house here. But
because of my part-time...
I go back and it's like, what did I talk about? Because I really had nothing interesting to share with anybody at that point in my life.
Because of my part-time schedule and your morning show, our schedule's different. We didn't really get to know each other until the morning show started and you'd come over and I was the overnight guy. And every once in a while, you know, I may have dozed off on occasion.
Are you going to tell this story?
And one time in particular, I had just made a hot pot of coffee. I probably went through 3 pots of coffee a night. Jason knew this. There were spills. There were stains on the floor. There are here in the FM 95 studios. But so I just made a hot pot. MTV was on. I had my feet propped up in the FM 95 studio. Hot piping cup of coffee, and I'm relaxed, and I doze off. And Jason comes in and pops open the door, turns on the light, and he's in the good morning mood. And then all...
Yeah, I remember, good morning, Eric! And you know, I didn't mean to startle you at all, but next thing I see, coffee flying everywhere.
Everywhere!
Yeah. That was so funny. I felt so bad because I did not mean to scare you, but that was funny.
And then, of course, we had the Dallas Cowboys in common, which,
that's true.
This year, 50 years since FM 95 went on the air, and maybe we'll go to a big game. I'm not going to say the words, but maybe we'll go.
What scares me and it amazes me, I still haven't grasped the fact that the world has changed. The Cubs have won the World Series, you know, more recently than the Dallas Cowboys have won the Super Bowl. In fact, the last time the Cowboys won the Super Bowl, I was doing the morning show there at FM 95. It's been that long.
You were in the midst of it. Yeah, that's true. In 1996?
Yeah, 98? That was the last one.
Yeah, wow. Jason Bruning on the air here at FM 95 and did the morning show from, you said it was 96 to 2000?
2001, yeah.
Yeah, to 2001.
95 to 2001.
With Brett and Brett.
And I tell you, FM 95 is still my favorite radio station. It is still 94.9 is still on the presets on my car radio, even though I can only pick that up about, you know, 3 or 4 days a year when I go visit my brother up there in Galesburg.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you don't realize how, you know, local that station is, how that FM95 serves that community so well compared to what other radio stations, like our big, you know, the country station here in Huntsville, Alabama, it's so automated with voices from out of the market,
and you know,
because it's owned by a big corporation.
Yeah, and you can tell.
It's not nearly as local as FM 95 is. After the morning show in the morning, I'm really not going to hear that much about the community the rest of the day. So I love going back to hear FM 95. Plus, too, I know people are going to think this is crazy. The commercial breaks on FM 95 are so entertaining compared to every other station I hear.
Because, that's awesome.
You know, you guys take the clients and let them have fun with their commercials. They get their message out as, you know, everybody else in the bigger markets hires agencies that, you know, kind of paint by numbers and making spots. So I love coming back just to listen to the commercial breaks. I know that sounds insane.
No,
but
it's,
you guys are so good at that.
It's high praise. And when I'm on vacation, Jason, I get it from my wife. I don't turn up songs. I turn up commercial breaks of radio stations. So I'm on the road. My wife's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I want to hear the commercial. I wanted to hear it. Jason immersed himself in the community when he was here, and that's the amazing thing about FM 95. And I remember your parents, too, being you and your parents, and they were both, you, your mom and your dad immersed in the community, Jason.
Part of that. Mom was the director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau there in Galesburg for, I want to say, 9 years. Of course, they both passed away now. They're both buried there in Galesburg.
Yeah.
So, you know, I still get up to, you know, come pay my respects to them. And also my brother's a history teacher at Churchill, and he's got three young kids, two boys and a girl. And so we always like getting up to see them. And every time I get up, I try to see Jim Lee and Brad Binowitz as much as I can, because they were in my wedding, and still maintain a close friendship with them. So, you know, you just don't meet two better guys on this planet than Brad and Jim.
Jason, that's absolutely true. I would totally sign that 100%. Yep. That's the voice of Jason Bruni. You might remember from the 90s and into the 2000s here on FM 95 as we celebrate 50 years. Jason, it was a pleasure. Thanks for taking time. He's got a family and lives in Alabama now. And it sounds like they're keeping you busy, Jason, keeping you hopping. You work for an NBC affiliate TV station, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Master control.
I do still work part-time for the big country radio station here in town. So, you know, whenever they need me for a remote or something on the weekend, they'll give me a call. So I still kind of have my foot in country radio a little bit, but I don't work full-time in radio anymore. But,
again,
birthday, FM95. Eric, thank you so much for calling me up and letting me take a trip down memory lane. I enjoy it. And, again, I've said this to you before, I'm so glad that they didn't realize how talented you were when I was there, or they would have booted me off the morning show and let you have it a long time ago.
Shut up. That's what I thought.
More talented than me.
No, absolutely not. And I thought, who's this 20-year-old he's nailing it, and I'm part-time. What the heck's going on? So you gave me something to strive for, Jason, and that was awesome. Thanks for being a friend. Thanks for being on with me this morning.
Thanks.
That's Jason Bruning, part of FM 95, part of 50 years. 50 years in your ears, as cheesy as it is. That's what I'm going with today. Thanks to Jason for being on with us. Jason, thanks so much, man.
Thank you very much. Talk to you later.
Yeah, have a great day, brother.